Good morning. Anybody here yet?
Good morning, Wandy. It's Betty.
Well, good morning, Betty. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. How about you?
Real good. Even going to get better.
Yes, absolutely.
Where are you from, Betty?
I'm from Pittsburgh.
Oh, so you're just about getting lunchtime.
Yes, exactly.
Good, good. Have you lived in Pittsburgh for some time?
All of my life.
Oh. You ever thought about moving somewhere else?
Yeah, we went to Florida for a little bit for like 9 or 10 months and came back home.
I'll be. Good.
I have to tell you, Molly, about five years ago or so, there was a health fair here that I participated in, and Bruce Fife was there.
Oh, yes.
So I got to sit and listen to one of his missions that he was talking about, and met he and his wife, and it was
has arrived.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Joanne has arrived.
But one of the things I've always liked about him is that whenever he talks about anything and it involves a study or something like that, I know in his books he always gives references where people can go and get more information on it, and I think that, to me, that's just validation.
Has arrived.
Absolutely.
But you know what he was talking about that day? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember at this point.
Okay. Well, I see some other people have joined us. Would you like to tell us who you are?
Good morning, all. This is Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
Joanne.
That was Joanne?
Uh-huh.
I think we'll go ahead and get started, if that's okay with everybody. Of course, we know that, I don't know the exact mission, but I know we're here to educate, inform, inspire people to have a better life in regards to their health. And that can include a lot of things, I should say. And I'm excited about that. Does anybody have anything special that they happened to them so far this week or yesterday that you might want to mention or have a situation you'd like to find an answer to? Well, then we'll go ahead and get started. Because I wasn't able to be on the call Monday and Tuesday, did anybody talk on the call about this new thing that's going on with aspartame in milk?
No, we didn't cover anything on that, Monty.
Okay. Has anybody heard about it? Let me ask you that then.
Yeah,
I haven't. What was it? Aspartame in what, Monty?
In milk.
Oh, in milk? Oh, geez.
What they're starting to do is the two of the biggest, two powerful of the dairy organizations are now petitioning for the Food and Drug Administration to allow aspartame and other artificial sweeteners to be added to our milk. And here's the key, without a label. In other words, they want to be able to put all this kind of stuff in it without actually showing on the milk that these sweeteners and everything have been added. Well, that's basically from what this article talks about. It says that the FDA currently allows the dairy industry to use nutritive sweeteners, including sugar and high fructose corn syrup, in many of their products. Nutritive sweeteners are defined as sweeteners with calories. And of course, when I start reading about things like this, and starting what little I know about aspartame is these kind of things that we know, and I do feel that sugar and high fructose corn syrup and all those kind of things are very addictive. And The petition offers to seek the standard of identification for the milk, cream, and 17 other dairy products. They're trying to put it in yogurt, sweetened condensed milk, sour cream, and others to provide the use of any safe and suitable sweetener on the market. Now, the nice thing, the bad thing is that they claim that aspartame and other artificial sweeteners would promote healthy eating and is good for school children. For those of us that know anything about aspartame, like I said, I don't know that much about it, but I know that it is very addictive, but it sometimes has caused seizures in younger people. But of course, these big dairy organizations state that the proposed amendments would promote more healthful eating practices and reduce childhood obesity by providing for lower calorie flavored milk and products. They state that the lower calorie flavored milk would particularly benefit school children who, according to these different organizations, the IDFA and the NPF, are more inclined to drink flavored milk than unflavored milk at school. Well, one of the other things it talks about, I think that's kind of a ridiculous statement, but one of the other things they talk about is that how if children see labels that talk about low calorie or that kind of stuff, that they actually, for some reason, that they want to avoid it. They don't like it because they don't think they taste good or do whatever. And here again, if they can take the milk, which is in
school. Joanne has left the conference.
Which is in schools and all that sort of stuff. That's getting pretty well bad, in my opinion. Also goes on to state that the FDA considers aspartame to be safe and sustainable sweetener. And they did a recent study at the Yale University, and I'm sure we've all heard about that, that it appears directly to aspartame that the claim aspartame would reduce obesity.
Loretta
has arrived.
In fact, the study concluded just the opposite, that artificial sweeteners actually contribute to obesity and type 2 diabetes. And I do believe that particularly because I know that's one of the things, unfortunately, that, you know, when they came out with the Diet Cokes and Diet Pepsi and all that sort of stuff, being a diabetic, that's one of the things that I started to drink, not understanding the things that I know today about aspartame. Does anybody have any feelings or comments about aspartame or how you feel about them wanting to put aspartame into milk?
That's just frightening. That's just absolutely frightening.
Has arrived.
It's just one of those things that we should be avoiding, not embracing.
I know.
And when it reaches a certain degree, it turns to formaldehyde.
Right.
Right.
Of course, you know, when I look at all the things that have been marketed over the years on things that they thought was, or they promoted to be helpful, and of course we found out have turned out not to be. What I'm a little upset about is they want to, their main thing is to...
Has arrived.
Is to get this kind of aspartame milk into schools so that the children will not be obese and have type 2 diabetes. And I really believe in my mind that's one of the reasons and one of the causes of it is the aspartame that exacerbates any particular thing that you might have. But I thought that was kind of interesting. And it's they're asking for public comment up till May 21st. For people that would like to comment on this particular thing to the FDA, but I just really think when they start messing around and putting aspartame into milk, and then the other thing that's amazing to me that the FDA would even allow it, and that is that they don't even have to put it on the label, on the milk label, because
exactly.
They know that people read labels, and when people are becoming a percentage of people, I guess I should say, in the United States, and possibly all over the world are starting to become a little more conscious on what we kind of put in our mouth and what's in a lot of the food that we have. So any way that they can market, excuse me, their particular
market.
Product.
Oh, go ahead.
I was looking to see if I was still on mute. I'm playing with these buttons in the wrong way this morning. Sorry about that, guys. Anyway, what gave me clues to some of this that was going on was a long time ago, somewhere back about probably 3-4 years ago, two things that had happened was one, because of multiple refrigerators in the back of one got set a half gallon of organic milk. And when I looked at the pull date on it, and I knew it had to be in there that long because I hadn't been using that refrigerator except for storage. And so anyway, when I pulled it and checked it, it was still as good as the day I bought it 6 months later. Now, what could maybe be in that that would cause milk to stay fresh that long? Milk does not stay fresh that long. There's no way. It was not sealed. It was just in a paper carton. If it had been boiled and sealed, then in a jar, then it could have been different, but that was not the case. The other thing is, when I've been making my own for a long, long time in the alternative milk, that was in there for my grandkids, by the way, not for us to consume. And then when I started making my own milks, I saw the same thing over and over again. It was just the shelf life of it after it had been opened. It could sit there for weeks and not go bad. Also, I could tell a tremendous difference in the flavor. I knew there were things in there that were not on the label. It had to be. The label didn't state the things that I was sensing in there. Danny, I can hear you through the phone.
Sorry.
And so anyway, those are a couple of things. Also, knowing that they did not, they still don't have to put on the label the
has arrived.
If it's a common item that is put in, it can be added or can be there all the time. And then on top of that, I was reading a new magazine that I picked up recently, and there was a full page, and I wanted to go right then and there and scan it, or attempt to scan it. I'm still not really good at that skill, and get it out to everybody, because we need to know who is not what they're stated to be. In other words, a lot of these natural companies are now have been bought up by the companies that are making these crappy ingredients. And they're not even owned, and the people at their helm is not the least bit interested in seeing their product clean. And then the patrolling of these things, how many times do you see an organic company get slapped for not really being organic? It doesn't even come out. And one of the, I think I said this one before, but one of the doctors that does the reporting that I get his reports on have stated that of 25 companies that he researched, 25 or 28, there were only three that were reputable out of that many. We've got to do something to get this taken care of and these things out of the country. GMO was another huge issue that they were talking about. I think actually that was what this one article was on. So we've got enough proof that this is happening. And again, it's nothing more than the money. That's all they're interested in. I mean, they're literally just killing people off. I mean, it's death for people that don't understand or don't know. And, you know, why I can't even think about out of my household, including the other products in there that I know are not good for us, proven scientifically, and there's boards and boards of people working on that information now. I mean, it's gone by leaps and bounds in the last 2 or 3 years, plant-based versus animal. I can't. It drives me crazy. So you're topic is very founded and very exactly on, and you know, we just sit and watch it go by.
Well, you know, I think the thing really ticks me off, and the whole idea of this, of the idea that children would like it more because it's sweeter, it has a better taste, but yet, in my opinion, you know, like the Harvard study says that, you know, that it is proven that aspartame can be very bad for creating obesity and type 2 diabetes. And yet, people think much so more of money and value, as you, like you said, in companies that their bottom line, of course, is money, and I can understand that, you know, being a company, that's their bottom line. If they don't make money, they're not in business. But in my opinion, it's a personal attack on our younger generation that are always told that, you know, milk's good for your teeth, good for everything else, and you need calcium to be big and strong. And then when they start adding these different flavors to it, and I know, and I'm sure it's been talked on this call about how nowadays that they've got a group of chemists that go around and actually make flavors out of nothing more than chemicals, and they put it in different foods and then test it to by other people to see which flavor is the most adhering to their palate, and then they put this chemicals in it as a sweetener rather than a natural sweetener. And when I hear that kind of stuff, I just get so burned up that I would think that, you know, the message that we have and always trying to get through on this particular call is so important. And I just wish more people were acceptable to understanding that, what we put in our mouth and drink or whatever could be killing us, and allowing companies to do that, and particularly our government. And I'll leave it at that. Won't get any deeper into that right now. Anybody else have any comments?
Did you see Oz, yesterday? Did anybody see Oz yesterday? He was on the food coloring and the additives, and he was another one. I mean, it's enough to, but, you know, the good thing about that is, and we should be doing all that we can to promote that information that's going out. I'm not going to say every single thing I agree with on there or how they do it, but he's got enough information on there that he is totally, I mean, realistically educating the public on a lot of the really, really important parts. And I wasn't watching it, I was just listening to it. But anyway, the research on it was totally 100% proven that these things are causing these diseases that these children have, and they were targeting the children. Between the food, just the food additives, period. The stuff that's in packaged food. I mean, it's like, we ought to be strangled for carrying a package of anything in our house. And I'm as guilty as everybody else. I mean, when I say absolutely none. Because there's ways around it. And, the other thing was the family, the large family, the druggers, druggers. Trying to think how to pronounce it. Anyway, 19 children, and they've got time to start from scratch and do these things. 19 children. And they were doing everything right down to, this one was funny for me. He picked soap. He says, how many loads of laundry do you do? Well, they did 11 a day. And this is another area that people don't even realize that they're having the chemicals in their home is with their laundry compound. And they said, my gosh, that's got to be a pretty good sized bill. He figured, Oz has a figure right there, and he says that would be $3,000 a year for just laundry compound. And they said, oh no, not in our family, we make our own. And so they gave the recipe. It was the exact recipe I've been using for over a year now. And it cost them, instead of $3,000 a month, anybody want to make a guess?
Oh.
A month for the laundry compound. And as natural as you can get and make it. So things have been used for decades, hundreds, probably into well over 100 years on some of the products. So anyway, you know, there's a lot we can bring into our control if we're willing to adjust what we're doing. And, you know, in the old days, they had to live on some of these things. So anyway, I'm on the edge, I guess, on most of this stuff. But
Well, it's good. You know, that's what we need to hear, I think. The nice thing about, you know, information is that we can hear it and then take it and roll it around in our mind and decide whether or not something that is interesting to us. And, of course, I believe all of us on this call definitely want to hear about things that are helpful to us and help us live a little longer and a little healthier.
And that we can pass on to the generations underneath us, because, you know, what, some of these things can become unknown if they're not passed on or they're not emphasized. You know, just, it's sad to think that our country is going in that direction to this extent. And I know that we can have an impact on it, as Jeff Reese Smith said, or Jeff Smith, whichever it is, Seeds of Deception on the Monsanto. When we reach a 6% awareness, all other countries have gotten rid of Monsanto. That would be a huge factor.
Well, that's another subject, isn't it, Monsanto?
It is, but it fits right in because they're altering our food, and they're doing it in a way that, known to man at this point, there's no way of getting it back.
No, but when that kind of stuff gets in our body and into our DNAs and everything else, we really they're creating a lot of problems.
They're crossing plants with animals, and they know that this is destroying humanity because they can kill off rats, they can do all these other things when they feed them the food that's coming out of the crops that they're raising. And sometimes they know, and sometimes they don't know, and sometimes they know, and they keep right on doing it. So, yeah, I've got two CDs, and I'm not sure who I don't have on the list, but anybody that's not on my list, as soon as I can, I will get them out to you. A buck a piece. One's legal to copy and pass on. The other one is not. You can tell by what they are. It says right on it, please. It's recorded on it. Please make copies and give out, so you guys can again do what you want. But our group has got to be one of the strongest voices, not with numbers, but with what we stand for and how we feel about this stuff. I mean, we've digested so much information over the years that and the company we work for is what it stands for and what it is attempting to do.
Well, you know, right now we're starting to hear an awful lot of talk about superbugs and everything else. So the antibiotics are not doing the things that it need to do. And I was looking at an article just late last night, and it had to do about blue light and how they're now starting to figure out that blue light can actually do a lot of good for skin type situations and infections and soft tissue infections. And immediately when I read the article, I thought to myself, huh, isn't that strange? UNITIN comes out with our light that we have, and what is the highest spectrum in the light?
The blue.
The blue spectrum, correct. And I thought to myself, hey, isn't that neat, man? I could just sit underneath that thing for 20 minutes or 30 minutes and let my body absorb all that blue spectrum that's in that light, and I might be getting a lot of benefits other than just what most people think of how blue light is so good because it's so natural, but it might have some actual antibiotic benefits. Well,
you know,
I get a little crazy sometimes, so everybody just needs to bear with me.
No, you know, they come out with it, and sometimes there's such a little awareness that it comes and goes before it's ever even been printed in enough print that we're aware that this is what's going on and what's happening and why they did it. And they get some insight into it, but the product then is researched that much further, and then there's a more value, just like you said, way beyond what we even understand or know about.
Well, they're on the right track.
As a matter of fact. Yeah.
You know,
sure.
Every product they come out with, they're headed in the proper direction. And I guess that's what I most appreciate about NECAN is that you know, their Mr. Masuda's mission way back when, and that was just to make people healthy as he possibly could. And the corporation that we're very fortunate to have somebody have talked to us about this particular company, because I'm sure most of us have gotten a whole lot of good benefit from the products that we deal in. Anybody have any comments or suggestions? Well, you know, everybody knows it's spring, so I'd just like to, I was reading another article that said the 13 things to replace in the spring or that we need to replace in our homes, and so I'm going to read the list to you real quick, Mike, because we're getting kind of short here on the time frame. But the first one they think we should always get rid of quite often, and that is, of course, the toothbrush that we utilize or however you utilize to brush your teeth, because of, again, the germs, and a lot of that is out in now in the public because of what's happening. The other thing is that we all know about smoke alarms in regards to replacing our batteries, you know, every time it changes daylight saving time to regular time. But they also talked about eye makeup and how eye makeup is mascara, those kind of things have very short shelf life. Foundation that we people put on their body yearly. The other thing that I thought was really interesting was sneakers. And they said that when you buy a sneaker, it's nice and has the foundational structure to it. But as some of us, and I know I'm one of those, that I get a pair of sneakers and I just really like the way they feel, and I feel they're molded to my foot and whatever. But they also feel that the support in the sneakers is going away, so you should replace them. A kitchen sponge, and I can always remember, and if Nancy, you're on the call, I can always remember way back when we were talking about germs and that were in sponges and things like that, and I think you or somebody mentioned you just soak in a little bit of water and then put it in your microwave and zap it. It gets rid of all the bugs that's in it and everything else. So we need to be aware of our kitchen sponges that we utilize in our kitchens. We also had a good old baking soda that a lot of us put in our refrigerators to absorb odors and things like that. That should be replaced. Here's the one that I thought was interesting. It talks about pillows. And it's mentioned that sometimes we use a pillow or pillowcases or whatever for a long period of time. I'm not trying to promote everybody needs to go out and buy a new weekend pillow every 6 months, but they talk about dried saliva flakes and skin. And, of course, we all know about dust mites, but our product, again, is micro, has that benefit that those dust mites won't basically live in it. Of course, we all know about our water filters and our new system and how many gallons it takes before we need to replace that in our waterfall and in our bottles. Sunscreen is another thing. They say that someone starts to, once it's opened up, it starts to deplete itself. And in my conversation or my research a little bit on coconut oil, they found that coconut oil is a very, very good sunscreen to be utilizing. And it also talked about cedar blocks, and I thought, cedar block? What's cedar block? And I remember that my mother used to have a block of cedar wood in her closet, and she would put it in there for the purpose of moths and everything else, and they say now you should be sure to sand them at least every year if you use cedar in your closet, because that helps get out the odor a little bit more. The other thing they talked about, our toilet brush that we utilize to clean our toilets with and everything else, that even though we possibly clean them, it's best to get rid of them and get a new one. Then it talked about replaced canned goods for those of us that have emergency kits around in case we have to get out of the area or something happens and we got to stay where we're at. We need to make sure that our canned goods are fresh and have not reached their date, but yet I understand in canned foods that possibly once they had reached their expiration date that they can still be good and do have value. And they also talked about toothpaste and how this maybe not isn't so replaced, but I didn't realize that there was a product in there called Trolene, I believe it's called, that is very, they're finding out that every time they do a test on toothpaste and looking for toxins, when they do a test for people in toxins, they find this Trolene, I believe is what it's called, in everybody that they have taken this toxin test, because as children we utilized it and it had that particular thing in it. So I just thought I'd wrap up the call with that kind of little spring house cleaning here and take it for what it's worth. And other than that, does anybody have any more comments around the half hour that you'd like to make before we
head for a great weekend? Where did you get that information from, Marty?
Took it off the internet, and it was the 13 things, it was called the 13 things to replace, in the springtime.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Well, it's things I never thought about before, you know, like, you know, baking soda. Well, you know, I definitely have one in my refrigerator to absorb the odors. So just the thought process, a little bit more bits of information. Anybody else
Thank
have
you.
Any comments or any suggestions?
All the more reason for us to keep our immune system up. That was a huge list, and it was an incredible list, and where we miss once in a while if our immune system is functioning at the highest level with our immunity and the other products that we use to keep us healthy, we're going to be less susceptible to any of it.
So true, so true.
And,
well,
and just
make
a little
this weekend
hint.
The best weekend you can make it. Give somebody a hug. Give them some good information that you think might be important to them. Whether or not they receive it, a choice is a choice, and there are individual choices that we all make in our lives, whether good or bad, that make the best of whatever you make and make it a great day. Have a good weekend, and we'll be here on Monday, 7 o'clock. Have a
Thank
great
you,
weekend.
Monty.
Thanks, Monty.
Thank you all.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.